Hi, ladies and gents, and welcome back to the Chris Ward Fitness Podcast. This is episode 21. It's not a big one. It's going to be a short snippet. I'm reluctant to even call it an episode, to be honest, because I am walking home, but hey-ho, it is content for you to listen to. I wanted to cover a few things on the coronavirus. So if you are self-isolating or if you are at home working, you have some content for me to listen to, which will help, might help, my opinion it will. It's how to just keep your lifestyle maintained should you be self-isolating, and how to keep sane as well in terms with, you know, you're not moving around as much, and again, your daily step count will decrease, but it's how to keep on top of it in terms with your health and sanity as well. And also your mental health, because obviously all the hysteria on social media, all the fake news, and even just the news in general, as soon as you turn on TV, as soon as you open Facebook, it is just literally corona, corona, corona. Everything you see will almost have a negative impact on your view and your day. So I want just to say right now, if you are like constantly checking social media, I've got clients who are currently checking every 5 minutes and they're up at night checking, it can impact your mental health. And if you let it, then it will just consume you and you'll be more anxious, you'll be more stressed. And in essence, if that does happen, the likes of your immune system will suffer too. So some actual steps can be, for one, is to obviously schedule your social media, or just don't go on it as much. Put a screen limiter on, go on your screen time, and set a timer as well. This really works for me, keeps me sane, and stops me from checking at night time too. Because obviously, you're probably guilty of this yourself. You lie in bed, come like 10 o'clock, half nine, and you're just literally, your thumb is scrolling for miles, your thumb rolling, and it's not good. Nothing's ever good on social media past 8 o'clock. So do yourself a favour, go on your settings if you're on iPhone, go on your settings, go on your screen time, and you can actually schedule your screen time to switch off or switch on. So you switch off your social media apps so you don't get any notifications through, so you're not tempted to go on it as well. So yeah, that's number one. That's a little tip there from me. Tip number two is, if you are self-isolating, that your obviously steps won't be as high. And again, that'll impact total daily expenditure, things like that. Work out from home. It's as simple as that. Get a little bodyweight circuit on the go. Get a few jogging the spots. Do anything you can. Go in your garden if you've got a big garden. If not, go in your house in a big room. Set some space and work out from home. I will be attaching a workout for you in the show notes as well, which, again, if that's any help to you, if it's any help to a friend, you can click download and send it from there. So that's tip number two, is keep your calories burning through the day. Don't stay totally sedentary. If you are, again, laptop bound from home, you can still take breaks. Mental breaks too, because staying on the computer for a long period of time, as I know, you get headaches and you get a bit, again, you get a bit zoned out and your eyes start hitting and things like that. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, use the time you got. This is a time now where we're forced to stay at home. Well, most of us are forced to stay at home. So why not see the opportunity? For every challenge, there is an opportunity. So stay at home if you can and learn something new. You have time. All them times you said you couldn't meal prep because you didn't have time. All them times you said you couldn't work out because you didn't have time. All them times you can't learn because you didn't have time. Well, guess what? You do have time now. It's being given to you. So now's a chance to use it. So learn something new. If that is about fitness or nutrition, if that is like even learn a new language, like anything that doesn't even have to be about fitness. Learn anything new. Use this opportunity. Worst case scenario is that you'll be isolating for 2 weeks. Or even, again, I've heard some of the elderly have been asked to quarantine themselves for, I think, 3 months. Again, to keep your loved ones sane, keep them happy, keep them safe. And if it's yourself, then learn something new. Use the opportunity. Don't waste it. And the last one as well, like I said before, I've linked a home workout in the show notes. If that's any help to you, then let me know. Again, if it is, or if this has helped you today, then please, please, please share it in your story. Share it with someone or tag someone in the story. Tag me as well. And hopefully this will subside. I just want to clear up a few myths as well, because there obviously has been some, how can you call it, some fake news, some pseudoscience on Facebook, and it's all being shared and stuff like that. So I want to cover that up and just tell you from an evidence-based point of view that the evidence you've heard about drinking more water and things like that, it is very pseudoscience-like. So please just be careful what you digest in terms of evidence behind this. So yeah, if this helped you guys, let me know. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next, we'll hear from you in the next episode. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Stay safe, and hopefully this will all be over soon. Bye bye for now.